This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf on your flagship station for New York sports. The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Rick Wolf Sports Edge. I'm your host, Rick Wolf. Today is, of course, Super Bowl Day, Super Bowl 53. Now, this day, of course, has become something of a national holiday over the last half century, and each year on this day, I like to remind sports parents everywhere about the concerns and dangers of sports gambling, especially when it comes to our kids. Look, let's be candid. Millions of people tune in to watch because the TV commercials are often very clever and entertaining, or because, of course, they're just fans of either the Patriots or the Rams. But for countless others, the game has become much more of a golden opportunity to bet and wager and gamble on the game. Now, these days, with the United States Supreme Court having ruled that individual states can decide whether they want to legalize gambling or not, the Super Bowl has become a potential goldmine for sports fans who like to bet on games. Now, for many of us, gambling on a game is no big deal. But for others, gambling is a real problem. It's an addictive disease that can truly ruin people's lives. And for those who are loyal listeners to the Sports Edge, you know that each year on Super Bowl Sunday, where billions are going to be bet on this one game, I like to have Don R. from Gamblers Anonymous come on the show to talk about how parents can pick up on the signs that their kids might be gambling on sports. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Don, as always, it's good to hear from you again. I just want to, and I'll mention this theme throughout the show this morning, sports wagering is becoming more and more legal throughout the country. More and more states, like New Jersey, have now made it official, and we're going to see more and more states follow suit. So we're not taking issue with the fact that sports wagering is illegal, because it's not. It's now become a fact, and that's the way it is. What I'm concerned about, and I know you are as well, because you've been with Gamblers Anonymous for a good long time, is that if you're a parent, and we know there are Super Bowl parties and there are kids and who are thinking, this is great fun, I can wager on the games, I can wager on this, wager on that. But if you're a sports parent, you have to be basically ready and willing to educate your children about the perils of gambling. And I there's a lot of fanfare, a lot of hoopla today. But we really want to spend some time on the show cautioning parents to pay attention to the downside of gambling and how it really can really take apart lives. And I also feel it's important to point out that in 2013, the American Psychiatric Association, they changed their definition of compulsive gambling from an impulse disorder to being categorized as an addiction. So in other words, gambling is now recognized as a serious medical disease. So, Don, first of all, tell our audience about Gamblers Anonymous and your background and how you've been involved in this.
Well, I've been in Gamblers Anonymous for 40 years. I came in at a relatively young age. I had basically destroyed or in the process of trying to destroy my marriage. And I had always gambled, and I always found, ways to get money to gamble. And what ended up occurring is that I just created havoc. My gambling, at least back then, was either sports betting, which was usually done in an illegal way, always done in an illegal way because it wasn't legal. Mm-hmm. And also I would run over to the local OTB and make some bets there, and things just escalated from there.
And I think it's important to remind listeners that gambling on sports, it comes in so many different varieties. I mean, today, like, obviously, we're focused on the Super Bowl, but of course, it also occurs with, you know, poker playing, card playing, casinos. Don, there's so many different manifestations of gambling. And I think today, I mean, I was reading in some of the articles and preparing for the show this morning, you know, now you can pretty much basically bet on almost any aspect of the Super Bowl, whether it's the coin toss and who wins that and over under in the game. There's so many different ways that people can embrace this. And I have to tell you, it's a little intimidating and scary to all of a sudden, after, you know, growing up in a world where people would say, well, you know, sports wagering is illegal, it's not a good thing to do, it can lead to all sorts of problems, and now all of a sudden it's been like a 180 where it's been opened up and it's now legal and it's being embraced by American society. It's a little wary and a little worrisome, I think, for a number of sports parents in particular.
Well, I think that, you know, what we see now is one of the ideas that I always talk about. Gambling is an invisible addiction. If you see three, you know, young people walking down the street, one of them's has a problem with drinking. You can see him stumbling down the street. You can smell his breath.
Mm-hmm.
You look at another one who has drugs, and you could see him, you know, slurring his words, or, you know, there's a those two have physical manifestations. If you saw the third person who's got a gambling addiction, you can't relate to it because nobody knows what's going on. And that creates the biggest problem for a parent. A parent, if they know that their sons, and now, of course, it's the daughters, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Right.
But the sons, if they're downstairs, they're playing a poker game, or they're with their friends and they're betting, you know, at least they know they're not doing drugs and they're not doing alcohol. So parents feel safe, but they really don't understand what the manifestations or what could become of that. People who are addicts, they take their drug, for want of a better term, of choice, whether it be the gambling, the drinking, or the drugs. And that's where really the problem comes in.
Let me just tell our listening audience, we're speaking this morning with Don R. of Gamblers Anonymous. The website, if you need to get some help or have concerns or questions about your kids involved in gambling, you go to gamblersanonymous.org. Don, the phone number, the hotline, if you would give that number.
Yeah, it's 855-222-5542. And we manage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, and
you will get help.
As I said, this is essential. I know in years past, a lot of people have reached out, particularly this time of year when there's such a interest in wagering on the Super Bowl. Again, that number, the Gamblers Anonymous hotline, 855-222-5542. The website is gamblersanonymous.org. I'll give that information again later on through the hour. And by the way, friends, we'll take your phone calls this morning at 1-877-337-6666, because I know this is an issue that, as Don says, it's an invisible addiction, and it really does disrupt lives in ways you can't even imagine. And, it's just something that, again, we talk about, it's legal. It's going to become more and more legal in more and more states. That's going to be a given. There are casinos everywhere, but all that being said, you got to make sure, if you're a parent, you got to basically educate your son or your daughter about the concerns of gambling, and it can be, as I said, it can really lead to real issues. In fact, Don, we mentioned about the fact that you've seen in recent years a real uptick with females, with girls getting involved with gambling as well.
Right. When I first started in Gamblers Anonymous, so over 40 years ago, it wouldn't be natural for a woman to go to, you know, bet on a sports game, because that really wasn't part of the dynamic. And they really wouldn't feel comfortable. And we've heard this from women. They wouldn't feel comfortable going into a racetrack because it's male dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden, they put out lotteries. There were buses that you could catch and go down to Atlantic City. there's the racinos, the aqueducts turned into, you know, a casino. They can go there easily. And all of a sudden now we have more and more women coming in because they, the more venues there are and the more access people have to gambling, that's where we find the increase. And the increase might not happen tomorrow, but it always seems, and it's happened obviously with the racinos and those facilities like that, that there are more and more women who are coming into the program. We have an enormous number of women in the Las Vegas area because of all the casinos coming in, and they're young, and they get in trouble. And we used to think of the dynamic of the father getting in trouble from the gambling, and it's affecting the children. Now the dynamic is the children, and they go off to school, they have their money for college, the parents give them money, they give them credit cards, and the next thing you know, the parents call and say, my child's got a problem. And the situation that occurs is the parents think that by paying off the loans and paying off the bookmakers, it's all going to go away. A parent would not give, if a child had the other addictions, they wouldn't give them a bottle of liquor to fuel it, nor would they give them drugs to let them continue. So that's where parents don't understand. They feel guilty about what they're doing. They should feel guilty. Your child's got a problem, take care of it, look for some help from Gamblers Anonymous. Not only is there Gamblers Anonymous, but there's Gammonon, and that's for the parents and for the wives of people who were affected by the gambling, and they can get help from that.
We're talking this morning with Don R. of Gamblers Anonymous. Obviously, we're talking about this day above all days in the year with the Super Bowl, a lot of activity, money being wagered. For most people, it's just an enjoyment. It's fun. It's a distraction. But for some people, it's a real disease, and it's a real concern, as you're hearing from Don. Let me take a break. When we come back, I'll go right to your calls at 1-877-337-6666. First, Dave Urem, after a few commercial messages. Dave, I'll have your update. Stay with me. Back with more after this. And back here on the Sports Edge, a couple of programming notes for this coming week. First of all, on Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m., it's John Sterling, Susan Waldman, and Joe Castiglione, who does the play-by-play for the Red Sox. They'll be at River Spring Health, 5901 Palisade Avenue in Riverdale, the Bronx. We'll have it live on The Fan, and up in the Boston area, it'll be simulcast on AM 850 WEEI. You're also welcome to stop by and see the show in person. There's free admission. And then on Thursday night, it's Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti broadcasting the Devils-Islanders game from the Prudential Center. Devils announcer Matt Lachlan will also be there to lend a helping hand. The puck drop is right around 7:10 with Boomer and Gio hitting the air at 6:30 for this very special broadcast. This morning we're talking with Don R. of Gamblers Anonymous. We're talking about what sports parents need to know to spot any kind of troubling problems they may see in their kids who are getting involved with gambling. And again, I just want to be clear, sports wagering is now legal in more and more states like New Jersey, and it's going to continue that way. So we're not talking about the rights or wrongs of sports wagering. Obviously, that's been determined and it's now legal. The question now is what can happen if you see your son or your daughter getting involved in sports wagering, and how this can really go sideways in a very, very disruptive way for not only your youngster, but also for the family. And we're taking your calls here at 1-877-337-6666. And before I forget, once again, I want to give out the number for Gamblers Anonymous. The hotline is 855-222-5542. And as Don has told us, it's on all the time. You can call if you have any concerns or questions. Don, let's go to our callers. Let's start with Wayne over in Bay Ridge. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, go ahead, Wayne. You're on The Fan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yes, Wayne.
I just feel like there's something wrong with these gambling sites that give out free bets for the first $500 or 53-1 odds on the Super Bowl for the first $5 bet. And I think it's like it's getting people to come in. You don't win the first time, or you win the first time and now you got to put more money in just to get that money back, and it becomes an addiction because now as you keep gambling, win or lose, you still want to try to get that $500 back. And now you're up 15, you're down $1,500, and you dig yourself in a hole, though, because somebody's giving you a free play. It's no different from back in the day when somebody gave you something to try for free, a drug or something, and you use that, and then you say, oh, wow, that was good.
Well,
and now you go to spend money to buy more.
Wayne, as
for
Don
your addiction.
It's a good observation. As Don has said, gambling is an invisible addiction, and it's an invisible disease, and that's what it's all about. Don, you can certainly... And Wayne, thank you for the call. Don, talk more about this, the fact that that's how they sort of lure you into this.
Well, what happens is, again, we have an addictive personality, and there's people who can gamble normally and there's people who can't. So, you know, what we look at are people who have an addictive personality. But one of the other things that the parent can see is, first of all, now with the internet and the computer, parents really can't see what their child is doing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's done on this internet. But if you see a child starting to isolate, you see changes in their personality. They start withdrawing. You see changes in their school grades. Those are signs that something's wrong.
Yeah.
So
and
that's what a parent has to look at. Whether the gambling's right or the gambling's wrong, they're going to be children who have an addictive personality, and those are the ones that we have to help.
I couldn't agree more. And we'll come back. Let's get to more callers here. Let's go to Donna here in New York City. Donna, good morning. You're on the fan.
Donna, good morning.
Yes, Donna.
Yes, I'm Donna P., and I am a compulsive gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Don, I think that's my dear friend Don. Just so you know, I'm traveling with Joe B. to a Gamblers Anonymous breakfast meeting in Long Island just as we speak. And anyone who's interested in trying to avoid the temptations of the Super Bowl can come out this morning. We're going to be in Long Island. In what area? In Plainview, Long Island, this morning at the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
But this gambling addiction did affect me in a mighty way. I almost lost my apartment. I almost was dropped from my nursing program. But because of Gamblers Anonymous, I was able, 6 years ago, I've been clean. My addiction related specifically to casino gambling. And over 15 years ago, there were more men than women in the program. But now today, it is a fact that over 50% of the people who are gambling, who are now coming in into program, are women.
Mm-hmm.
So women, as well as young people and the elderly, are very, very affected by this disease. It is insidious, as was mentioned. It is invisible. It's very difficult to tell that someone has a program until this disease, until it's almost too late. So I'm so glad for this program because, as I said, I am 6 years clean. I was able to keep my apartment. I was able to graduate from nursing school and become an RN. And all I can say to people who are suffering with this program, with this disease, is that there is help out there. And those of us who are in it, we understand it, and we're helping a lot of people with this program. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Well, Donna, thank you for the call, and thank you for telling people and getting the word out. And as obviously Don has been on the show many times over the years here on The Fan talking about this issue and how important it is for parents in particular to see and not to turn away. As Donna mentioned and Donna just did as well, we're now seeing real numbers of females coming forth and saying, I have a problem. I have this addiction to gambling. And you know, Don, well, let's get to more calls. I have other points I want to make. Let's continue with our calls. Let's go to Joe out in Patchogue. Joe, good morning. You're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, Joe.
Great topic. First of all, I like to tell my kids, if you don't try anything, if you don't try something like this, you definitely won't have a problem with it, you know, because it's the trying it and starting it that becomes the problem. You really don't know who's going to have a problem with something.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I haven't placed a bet since the Cincinnati Reds swept the Oakland A's in the World Series. That was a bad one. You know, they were underdogs. But it's hard.
That's a few years ago, Joe.
Yeah, I know. That's a good thing, too, because it's promoted. It's thrown down your throat. Like that first caller said, you know, they're offering you the free one first, you know. There were drug dealers in the street offering you free ones to get you to try cocaine, to get you to try crack.
Correct.
You know? And, oh, it's free. It's free. It can't, you know, how can it hurt me if it's free? You know? But if you don't try it, you won't have a problem with it.
Well, that's what we're talking about. But we feel, Joe, and you make a good point, and I know Don feels the same way. We have to be proactive and to educate our children that, okay, just because this is legal, well, you know, drinking alcohol is legal once you reach a certain age. Doesn't mean you should do it, but you can do it legally. You can drive a car once you've been, you know, going through some training and it's legal. Doesn't mean you should drive the car in a dangerous manner or at a speed, but you can do it. The problem is I'm not sure that there's enough out there now, but particularly with this this rush and this acceleration of states saying you can now make sports wagering legal, I'm not sure there's enough education that's going out to the kids. And Joe, thank you for the call. You know, Don, you mentioned before about the fact that you know, especially with kids who go off from high school to college, and now they're in a different environment, they're away from family, away from their support structure, and all of a sudden, you know, they have money at their disposal. Suddenly, all of a sudden, they find they're you know, betting on college football games or pro NFL games, whatever it might be, and suddenly they find themselves in a hole for a lot of money. And that's where it begins to sort of hit home that, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, you know, I owe some guys $5,000, $6,000. You know, what do I do here? That's hard. That's real hard.
Well, I think that, you know, just going back to what the other gentleman was talking about, Gamblers Anonymous does have a speakers bureau, and we go to the local colleges, we go to the local high schools. We usually get, you know, for the parents, there's the PTA nights, and they'll always be talking about alcohol and drugs.
Right.
And now more and more, they're more than willing to listen about the perils of gambling. So the parents are beginning to understand, but they always put it at the bottom of the list because of the invisibility of it. And again, because of the fuel, if money's the fuel, young people don't have the access to that money at certain stages.
Right.
But sending them away to college, there's the money there. They're playing, you know, games, and they have these poker tournaments. And obviously now with all the betting sites, they can make those bets quietly and nobody knows what's going on. And that's the dilemma, or that's the uphill fight that we have.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that Gamblers Anonymous is providing this kind of proactive direction and instruction for parents in the schools, because that is so vitally important. And again, friends, the Gamblers Anonymous hotline is 855-222-5542. If you have questions or curious or want to think, or you're just wondering about what's happening in this world, or want to know if your son or daughter is having difficulties and you just want to find out from some experts, you can call that number or go to gamblersanonymous.org. Let's continue with our calls. Let's go to Oceanside. Adam, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Good morning. Great topic. Right day for it. A couple of points I think that are important. The benefit, if there is one, of it being legal now, is you don't really worry now as much as owing, quotes, some guy down the block who's, you know, potentially going to threaten you or anything like that. So that's, if there's anything good about it, that's one good thing. But I think you made a great point about the education. It starts at home. You know, if you looked at the parents of the children of alcoholic parents, they're way more likely to become alcoholics themselves. If they see the behavior, they'll repeat the behavior. So I think it just becomes more important for parents to reinforce saving your money and the benefits of saving the money, and teach them how money can grow via the stock market, and tell them anecdotal stories about, you know, someone you may have known who got in trouble and lost his car, I think those things, and kind of get your kid to, you get the kids to be a partner with you, you know, sort of have it be an ongoing process. If you wait till they're in college, it's too late.
I agree, Adam, and that's a good point, that this education, this, and thanks for the call. You know, Don, certainly this education has to be taking place from the parents to their children early on, by the time the kids are probably, I guess, middle school, high school, of course. But again, by the time they get to the college level, if they aren't aware of the potential hazards of wagering on games, that may be too little too late. This has to be something, it's a real parental, it's a mandated kind of educational lesson that people have to give to their kids.
I think that part of it is, and you know, we don't think of the stock market as gambling, but many years ago, most people didn't have 401ks or pensions. And now we're finding people are coming into the program and their drug of choice or their gambling of choice is the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
They blow through their pensions because, again, the stock market's not a finite number. The stocks are either going to go up or they're going to go down, and people start chasing those situations. So that's really where, you know, it's just another venue, and that's what we keep talking about. How many venues are there that can create this situation? I think I was reading an article. It said Vegas said that there was $150 million bet on the Super Bowl a number of years ago. This year, they estimated between $300 and $400 million. The numbers are irrelevant. All it means is that somebody's going to win, and a lot of people are going to lose. And the people who lose are the people that we have to help.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let me take a pause. We are talking with Don R. from Gamblers Anonymous. The hotline for Gamblers Anonymous is 855-222-5542. We'll take a break. When I return, we'll go right back to your calls. Stay with us. And it is, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 53. And at 9 o'clock this morning, Mike Francesa, he's down in Atlanta. And at 9 o'clock this morning, he'll be sharing with you all his thoughts, insights, and comments about what's going to happen later this afternoon between the Patriots and the Rams. So make sure you stick around for Mike's commentary and insights at 9 o'clock this morning. As always, I invite you to check out my website and blog at AskCoachWolf.com. A couple of quick notes before I return to your calls. HBO Sports did a segment this past week about how high school football in this country is now beginning to divide along racial lines. They report that more and more affluent kids, which means white kids for the most part, are turning away from high school tackle football, but that more and more minority kids are turning to the sport. Why? According to HBO Sports and their research, there's a strong sense with the black and Hispanic kids that in order to get a football scholarship, they can live with the concerns about concussions, that football still remains their best way in order to go on to get a college scholarship. And of course, this is very disturbing stuff, to be sure. And in addition, remember, we've discussed many times on the Sports Edge that high school football programs may begin to disappear soon because of the growing costs of insurance premiums to cover concussions. I can very easily see that happening. Where if your kid wants to play tackle football in high school, then perhaps we may get to a point where the high school says, well, you as the player or the player's family, you have to cover any of the insurance costs of concussions. We're seeing real changes here when it comes to high school football in this country, and not necessarily in a good way. Okay, we're talking this morning with Don R. from Gamblers Anonymous. And again, the website for Gamblers Anonymous is gamblersanonymous.org. The hotline is 855-222-5542. Let's get back to our calls. Let's go to Chip in Glen Ridge, New Jersey. Chip, good morning. You're on the fan.
Good morning, Rick. Important show. Enjoying it very much. I just want to make this comment that I've been in the media sales business for nearly 40 years
mm-hmm.
and can remember when cigarette advertising was accepted on television. And of course, as everybody knows, it has been banned from, the stations have agreed not to do that. And now that, but cigarettes are legal. Gambling is now becoming legal in more and more states.
Right.
And even radio stations such as WFAN are promoting, I'll call them the big three online gambling sites.
Mm-hmm.
With marijuana being legalized right now in many states as well, our radio stations such as WFAN are going to start taking marijuana advertising. I think that, you know, we all have to draw a line. I think that all of these things, while gambling can be fun, it can be very addictive, as we all know. And so can all these other things. So is WFAN part of the problem?
Well, you know, it's a good question, Chip. I can't answer that. I will tell you this, and I'm listening to your points, and what I'm hearing is that, and Don will certainly agree with this, is that more than ever, because of wagering being legalized more and more states, marijuana seems to be in certain states now, it's legal for recreational use. That's going to probably be increasing. The fact is there's a greater premium on parents more than ever to make sure you sit down with your youngsters and explain to them, yeah, this stuff may be legal, but doesn't mean you have to do it. And you have to be aware of the potential drawbacks, because in all the advertising they talk about these things, it's rare that they say you understand that these things could really lead to real hardships and problems in your life. And that's what I think that we need to have more education about. So I'm glad to hear that Don was telling us before that Gamblers Anonymous goes to local schools and do presentations to parents to explain to them, yeah, this may be legal. And that's fine, but the fact is there is a downside that parents need to educate their kids about. And Chip, thank you for your call this morning. Don, I just want to reemphasize that again, that, yeah, we understand this is a society which is based upon sales and selling and try this and do this and whatever, but you have to explain to the children that there's a real downside if you happen to be born with an addictive personality. And you get involved in sports wagering and gambling, and you can't stop, this could really, really destroy your life.
Well, I think that parts of what goes on with our education is, you know, we talk to young people, and most of them walk out of there not being able to relate to it, because it's just not something that they're doing right at that point because of the money.
Yep.
But I can't tell you how many times people, young men or young women, they walk into the program, or somebody will say something, and it said, the way I found out about Gamblers Anonymous is I was at my high school or my college, and a fellow gave a presentation, and I remembered what he said, and at least I have a basis now to understand that I knew that there was help. So that's where it works. But the other part is that's important is parents shouldn't feel shame when their child gets involved in this. If your child was a diabetic, you wouldn't feel shame and not go to the doctor and do everything you can to help him. And that's all we ask, is we're here to help people, not to make policy on gambling or any of that. And if you think about the theme of your show for all the years you've been doing it, is our most precious commodity are our children.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can help children and young people, and I can't tell you how many calls we've gotten from young people who say, because children are so much more sophisticated now, they say, I think my father's got a gambling problem. And they now know what to do. They can call the hotline. They can talk about it. So it works both from a dynamic of a father going down to a child where a child has a problem, or he sees that there's a problem in the house. So children should understand that also.
I think that's extraordinarily well said, Don. And again, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, the American Psychiatric Association views gambling as a compulsive impulse disorder. As you say, there's nothing to be ashamed about it, so long as you go out and you look for help. And Gamblers Anonymous is a place to go. And as you said, kids today are more sophisticated, and they're not bashful. They know how to reach out online or to reach through a phone call. And those are good things, because it's just the way it is. Let's continue our calls. Let's go to Louie in Long Beach, New York. Louie, good morning. You're on the fan. Louie, are you there? Nope, we lost Louie, so let's try another Lou. Let's try Lou in Astoria. Lou,
hey, morning. How you guys doing?
Yeah, Lou, you're on the fan.
Listen, Dan, you got to, I mean, you're doing a great job, but it's going to be tougher because, like you guys were saying, people are legalizing these things now. And, I mean, my experience, I remember when I was younger and I was growing up, I spent a whole day in the old TV. I can hardly wait for my check and to spend it. You know, I think that I made my common sense to me was that I found out that the horses that I was betting, they were fixing the thing. I found out that baseball, even Pete Rose, was you know what I'm saying, was fixing game. And I'm just over here just spending my money to lose it automatically. Michael Jordan is the biggest gambler in the world. You know what I'm saying? You don't know his daddy. I don't want to get involved with that. But, you know, got murdered and you have to go play baseball. Listen, it's going to be tough. And even the station that you own, the only guy that I don't think that advertised gambling is my man here right now, okay? You do a great job. All you do is to help people out. Because, you know what I'm saying? You can't promote gambling and then just right after say, oh, well, you know, we can help you out with it. Well, I mean, it's very tough, too. It's tough subject. I hope that nobody's really lose their house or doing these things. Very dangerous. You got to take care.
Well, thank you very much, Lou, and I agree with you. And, yeah, well, look, we live in a very complicated time. We understand there are temptations everywhere. We know that our society is built upon, democracy, which is a good thing. And if the laws of the land said that, yes, legalized gambling is okay, marijuana, recreation use, that's going to be okay, and so on and so forth, that's what the people want. They have spoken. However, as we're trying to say on this show, sometimes people have issues coping with what particularly is legal. And that's why Don comes on and does a great job every year on Super Bowl Sunday talking about the issues. If there is a concern, if there is a problem in your home with a son or daughter, whoever it might be, again, and Don, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this, but again, that's what we're talking about here. This is the day where more money is wagered on one sporting event than every other day in the year. Again, if you have a concern or a question, you go to gamblersanonymous.org, or you can just certainly call the hotline, which is 855-222-5542. Don, again, my thanks for doing all the great work you've done over the years with Gamblers Anonymous, and I thank you again for coming on this morning to share some thoughts and wisdom with us.
I always appreciate it. All of us in Gamblers Anonymous appreciate the time that you give us. It gives us hope. And that's the most important thing for whether a new person comes in, thinking about coming in, or the people who are in the program. When you do a show like this, it makes people who are in Gamblers Anonymous feel like somebody understands them, and it just gives them more hope. And what better thing that can you do for another human being but to give them some hope that, you know, their life will turn out right.
Agreed. Hey, Don, thanks again. We'll talk to you again next year, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you again. That's Don R. from Gamblers Anonymous. Let me take a short time out. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Rick Wolf, Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66, WFAN.
I just want to remind you that this is a day which is meant to be a lot of fun for everybody. Obviously, the Super Bowl is a big deal, and obviously it's meant and designed to be enjoyable, whether obviously you're watching just the game itself, the Patriots and the Rams, or enjoying the halftime show or the TV commercials. It is designed to be enjoyment. The reason why I have Don on every year to talk about this is because, yes, we know that sports wagering, legalized gambling is happening more and more around the country. We also know that there are other things in our society that are legal, but it's really incumbent as a sports parent that you have to sit down and explain or educate your children, probably by the time they're in middle school, I would say, to explain to them that, yeah, there are problems. Sometimes people have what's known as an addictive personality, and if they get involved in sports wagering, sports gambling, they have a difficult time stopping, and they can somehow, unfortunately, sort of end up really seriously in debt, and it can really, really destroy their lives. It's something that people, parents, have to talk about in much the same way you talk to kids about the perils of drinking alcohol when they're driving a car, and how important it is for them to have a designated driver if they're going, they know they're going to be out drinking somewhere, and Yeah, it's legal to drink if you're over the age of 21, but you got to make sure you understand the possible concerns that alcohol and driving can have. Same way with sports gambling, same way with taking drugs, marijuana, recreational use. All these things are what have to do. You have to really take the time as a sports parent to educate your kids about this and make sure they know. And come back and remind them again and again so that a repetition is so important to get that point across. Okay, that's going to do it for me in this edition of the Sports Edge. My thanks this morning to Brian Rascona. Please stick around for Mike Francesa. He's up next. I'll see you next Sunday right here on the Sports Edge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.